Mason Nealon here today with a special guest in the Audubon football head coach, John Birch. John, we appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage all year.
So you guys last week went to Coon Rapids Baird in what could be the district title game down there. You guys beat them there. Take us through that first half and kind of how you guys got up so big going into halftime.
Yeah, you know, early on there was it's pretty explosive. They answered a couple of our early scores with some of their own and some special teams play and such. So there was a lot of scoring early. I think the first quarter took almost an hour. It was kind of back and forth early where, they scored on a couple, I think one or two play drives. And I think our longest scoring drive of the night was four plays. You mix in a couple long returns, including a punt return for a touchdown. So it was kind of blow for blow early. We were able to get an interception early to set up a short field. Like I said, a punt return early helped kind of start to create some of that separation. Then we got a few stops in there mixed in as well. But, early on it was pretty back and forth. And then we were able to kind of settle in and get it to 46-16 at the end of the first quarter. And then I think we tagged on three more to get it to 68-16 at half or 14, whatever it was.
For you guys as well, when Coon Rapids answered those and it was kind of tight early, what were the conversations like and how did you guys stay positive being able to go out and still keep it going?
Yeah, we needed to be punched in the mouth a little bit. I think there's, we just hadn't had that a whole lot this year and CRB did some really good things. So we needed to see that. And that was good for us. I mean, in the long run, see some adversity, see how those things were going to go and shore some things up. And, our kids saw exactly what happened. One of our linebackers jumped out too far on one. One of our linebackers was a little bit slow to fill on another, and that's all it takes in 8-man football sometimes. So, we learn from it. We move on those two explosives. And then, offensively, I think we did a really good job of keeping the pressure on them to help take a little bit of pressure off our defense. And then our special teams was outstanding. So, the defense had a couple explosives against them, and we learned from them. And offense and defense, special teams by the end of the night, all three had a lot of positives. And when you score 86 points, a lot of people point at the offense, but I think only maybe three drives started on our side of the 40 all night. There was a punt return touchdown. There's a fumble to set up a short score. There's an interception to set up a short score. I think we averaged, over 30 yards per punt return and like 40 yards per kick return. It was a team performance, but in the defense and special teams, special teams especially have probably had their best night of the year.
For you guys as well, I know some of the guys in the second half, you got some other guys into the game there. What have you seen from not only the first team, but also some of the second team guys that have gotten a lot of reps this year?
Yeah, we tried to kind of slowly sub a little bit Friday just because it's getting to the point where we need to make sure we're, in shape and conditioned and whatever else. But also just because of, CRB couldn't sub a whole lot and we didn't want, any injuries and such. We had one freshman took a couple good shots from one of their kids and that's not their fault. That's just part of where it's at and they've got some big freshmen. So, it was one of those where, health and safety wise, we needed to do it. Also, at this point in the year where we're at as far as, conditioning and such. So we tried to kind of slowly sub in and mix in some of those guys and kind of do kind of a one and a halves and then a twos. We kept our offensive line in there with some of our JV skill guys and then started to rotate more from there. Kind of the same thing on defense. We rotated some of our secondary and linebacker pieces early while keeping some of our varsity D linemen in there and then kind of rotated from there. But there were some good things. Paxton Bean showed some good things, running the ball, threw for a touchdown. Brody Otten ran well. The guys up front did a pretty good job blocking. Our JV didn't have a turnover. Our JV didn't punt. They kept the pressure on offensively, which is good.
For you guys as well, now facing Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton, I know that they have a very similar quarterback situation to what you guys had faced last week with Caden Oswald there. How do you guys plan to kind of attack that on the defensive end?
Yeah, it's not going to matter personnel-wise as much because, they'll move some guys around. The Olsen kid at running back, Kilworth and Brabham can both play quarterback and both play various skill positions. We just have to line based on what they do. It's not so much personnel as it is, where the body's at. We can't overcompensate and do something silly there. So, but we'll have to be gap sound. They use a lot of different formations. They use a motion. They'll run it and they'll throw it. They're at this point in the year, they don't have a lot of tendencies as far as where they're going. They do enough things out of various looks that it's not a dead tell. So, they're well coached. I think people maybe early in the year kind of cast them off after some scores, or maybe coming into the season with low numbers or whatever. But this senior class for them is talented. There's a reason they're playing as well as they are this late in the year, and that shows that senior leadership. Their coaching staff's been in place for multiple years now. Their kids are buying in. Just based on our kids knowing each other, I'm sure it'll be a pretty emotional and rivalry, so to speak, game. But the biggest thing is they're a quality opponent, and there's a chance they can play their way into the playoffs. They need a little help in the wild card scenario, but if they beat us, they're in as well. So we know we're going to get a really good shot from them.
For you guys as well, defensively, what do you feel like they're going to bring to try to stop an offense that you guys bring out?
That's interesting. We pulled up the film and they showed some different looks. Against Arweva, they did something very different than they did against Cam. Some weeks they handle motion different than others. So I think more than anything, they're kind of going week by week and trying to put in an individual game plan. So I think it's going to be one of those where we have to go in with an open mind and go in with a wider selection of our play call sheet. More the August menu, so to speak, of all the options are on the table. And then when we find something we like, maybe start to kind of select those and kind of narrow it down from there. We kind of did the same thing at CRB last week, and it worked pretty well. And I think it'll probably be that way this week, where we're not going to be so locked in and say their D end is going to be here, their middle linebacker is going to be here, their safety is going to be here, they're going to be man to man, whatever it's going to be. I think they're open and flexible to showing some things, so we have to be the same.
For you guys as well, I know with the postseason just around the corner here in week 8, like Xira Elkhorn Kimbleton wanting to get into the playoffs, you guys still keeping the foot on the gas pedal there, or just is that something a conversation you've had with the kids is just go out there and still play hard even though it is the final week going into the postseason?
Yeah, we treat it like any other week. This is there's very few opportunities in football to get out there on a game field compared to the weight room, compared to the practice schedule, compared to other sports. So it'll be an emotional game for some of our seniors. Luckily, they know that they've locked up at least one more game at home. A victory Friday probably locks up a second or maybe a third with a little bit of help. So our kids are going to treat it like they would any other Friday night. They don't, it's not going to matter that the playoffs are the next week. As coaches, maybe we need to be, aware of it a little bit based on what the score is at different times. But we're going in understanding that we need to win this thing for various reasons to keep our momentum going, keep our ranking and our seed and our home games. There's tons of stuff on the line. And whether it was week 8 or week 6 or anything else, we're going to play like that.
Well, Sean, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you guys the best of luck coming up with Xavier Elkhorn Kimbleton.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.